Let's all humble ourselves before Almighty Yahweh. Ask for his blessing. Almighty Yahweh, King of the universe, we thank you so much for the rain, for another opportunity to gather before you. And again, we thank you so much for the wonderful feast that we had. We thank you for all those that came out. We pray that everyone got a blessing out of the feast and is rejuvenated. And as we go into this hibernation, Almighty Yahweh, let us enjoy the Shabbats even more, and let us enjoy the fellowship. And may you be with those, Almighty Yahweh, who are feeling ill. Be with those that encountered trials and tribulations on account of your name. And be with those in other places that don't have a place to worship, but yet they're still seeking you and striving, Almighty Yahweh. Be with all of us. Cleanse us, Almighty Yahweh. Forgive us and help us to extend these mercies to others as we go about our walk. Thank you for all you do, Almighty Yahweh, and we ask you all this in Yahshua's precious name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may all be seated. So before the feast, I had plenty of time to come up with a topic, and, you know, some writers, they get writer's block. And you're wondering, okay, well, what do I share? You know, we already kept this awesome feast. We heard awesome messages. We had workshops. And so I started on one sermon, and I ended up starting another one, so I just blended them together. What was your favorite part of Tabernacles? So I asked three people. One of them said the puppet show. That's good, dude. Another one said the gym. I mean, what do you expect, right? But my favorite of all was, and it was emphatic, what was your favorite part of Tabernacles? All of it. That's pretty awesome. I mean, considering all the different activities, we got young, we got older, that was a pretty cool answer. So I want to talk about our precious faith, but I'm not going to, like, go in and give you the definition of the word and stuff like that. I want to look at how our faith, when it comes to the end times, our faith is going to play a crucial role. And if you want, let's go to 1 Corinthians 3. This is no slides, so if you have RSB handy, it's going to come in handy. I was inspired by a devotion, 1 Corinthians 3, 13 to 15. And if you read this chapter right in the beginning, it talks about sectarianism, because some were saying, oh, I'm of Paul, I'm of Peter, and so on and so forth. And Paul was telling the people that you're going about that the wrong way. And then it's talking about how some of us do the watering, right? Others do the working, but then Yahweh, he gives the increase. So he warns us not to get too caught up a lot of times in maybe one person is doing more work than another. Yahweh is the one that gives the increase. So 1 Corinthians 3, 13 to 15. It says, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. So if you know one thing about faith, and then you look at, you know, the clip up there, there's a diamond, and we know how precious diamonds are. We know how precious gold is. When Elder Randy was talking about that New Jerusalem, you see how high it's going to be above the earth. But Yahweh uses gold, one of the best things that withstands fire. And so that's going to play a role in our faith. So it tells us here that we have to watch on the foundation that we build upon. And that's why we want to try our best to build on Yahshua, the foundation. We strive to get the name right, because it's only salvation that is at stake. when it comes to Yahweh and Yahshua's name. And if you go over to Malachi, I found something interesting in Malachi. Malachi chapter 4, verses 1, 2, and 3. Malachi chapter 4. In the Hebrew, there is no chapter 4. It's only chapter 3. But here in the King James, the RSB, the coming day of Yahweh. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And that cometh shall burn them up, saith Yahweh of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith Yahweh of hosts. And so we see a common thread in these two verses. And you ask, well, what do they have to do with faith? Well, we'll try to work this in there. We see a common thread in these scriptures, right? In the day of Yahweh, man's deeds or works shall be revealed. Yahshua says that, right? We can't hide our light. Yahweh will test our work with fire. That's the same thing that they do to precious metals. So what does Yahweh do with our faith, with those people who say that they believe? What does Yahweh do? It says the wicked will be ashes under the feet of the righteous. And that's a scary thought. You know, we don't want to be on the wrong side of that. So as we go about our daily lives, we see these things coming to pass. We see signs in the heavens. And here we are keeping the Sabbath and keeping the feast. So faith involves action. Yahweh shapes us and molds us. So that's why sometimes we have to go through certain situations, right? When we're born, we're innocent. That's what the scripture says. But as we grow, that's how we learn to be either good or bad. And so you can't say you were born a certain way, right? You can't use that as an excuse, because when we were born, we didn't know how to walk. We didn't know how to talk, right? We had to learn these things. And it's the same thing in this faith. If you're not born in this faith, you have to learn what Yahweh requires. Look at Romans 16:20. If you don't know anything about Romans 16:20, it's an encouraging passage. All those things you go through, all the times that you suffer for Yahshua's namesake, all those times you have to defend the faith. Why do you believe the way you do? And people still, you know, they don't get it. Romans 16:20. And the Elohim of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our master Yahshua be with you. So you'd see another common theme there, right? In the other scriptures, it said that the wicked were going to be ashes under our feet. And now you see that the deceiver, the tempter, is going to be ashes under your feet. So you might ask yourself, well, again, what is this day of Yahweh? If you have a RSB, you go over there to Zechariah 14. And I mean, I wanted to get into this, but I think Elder Allen quoted this scripture over there in Zechariah 14, you have a nice little chart, page 1421. It tells you what the day of Yahweh is. And here's one question that I had was, why does the scripture tell us not to desire the day of Yahweh? If you go into this chart, it says a day not to be desired. It gives you a scripture, Amos 5:18. So one reason is many people will die. If we thought that COVID was something, if we thought that all these other plagues way back in the day was something, if we thought that all those people that died in the flood, is not going to compare to when Yahshua returns. When the scriptures say the wicked will be ashes under the feet of the righteous, here's a question you have to ask. Okay, what standard are we using? Right? Because we had the Levitical and we had the Melchizedek. But the Melchizedek came first. And it was a better priesthood because you didn't have to go around killing innocent animals. And as we heard earlier, you know, that never cleansed your conscience from dead work. You always remembered that. Every time you came to do another offering, you had remembrance. Oh, what did I do this time, you know? And so we have the Melchizedek priesthood. And that's what those you're baptized into Yahshua, you're under the Melchizedek priesthood. Now, in looking at these different scriptures, did you know that there is also the day of Messiah? This kind of caught me off guard, right? And Paul is the one that talks about this. If you go to 1 Corinthians 1:8, it's not a new thing. Paul wasn't teaching you anything new. He was correcting the Gentiles and how they were looking at the scriptures. So 1 Corinthians 1 verse 8, I want to touch starting in verse 4. And I want to follow you guys along as well. In verse 4 it says, I thank my Elohim always concerning you for the favor of Elohim, which was given to you by Messiah Yahshua, that in him you were enriched in all, in every word and all knowledge. And the witness of Messiah was confirmed in you, so that you are not lacking any gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Master, Yahshua Messiah, who shall also confirm you to the end, unreprovable, in the day of our Master, Yahshua Messiah. So there we have it. Paul is talking about the end. Yahshua is going to confirm his people. So if Yahshua is confirming you, that means you're doing something right. That means you're following the scriptures. That means you're studying the scriptures. It's not saying you're not going to stumble, but he's going to see you as a candidate, just like these brothers were. And we know how Paul criticized the Corinthians, but here he's giving them a message, you know, trying to motivate them. You know, keep on doing what you're doing that is right. Also in 2 Corinthians 1:13, if you study Paul closely, you can see that Yahshua taught him the correct way. Paul had a certain way of looking at the Torah, but when he had an encounter with Yahshua, Yahshua was guiding him in the right direction. 2 Corinthians 1:13, for we are not writing any other matters to you than what you read or understand. Now I trust you shall understand even to the end, as also you have understood us in part, that we are your boast, as you also are our boast in the day of the Master Yahshua. So when you talk about the day of Yahweh, now Paul's talking about the day of Yahshua. Is there a difference? Is Paul teaching something new? Well, one thing we got to remember is when the prophets were prophesying about the day of Yahweh, who was the Yahweh they were talking about? Who was the one that met Abraham in Genesis 19? Who was the one that walked in the garden? Who was the one that talked to Moses face to face? So they're going forward, and they only see one Yahweh, because Yahshua was a mystery, Paul says. In the first covenant, Yahshua was a mystery. They were seeking, searching. They didn't know when his time was coming. So since the risen Savior is coming to restore all things before Yahweh and New Jerusalem come down, he is involved in what is known as Yom Yahweh, the day of Yahweh. When we pray for Yahweh's kingdom to come, do we remember that there are family and friends that have yet to come to the knowledge of truth? When we pray for that, if we want it to come right now, that means that many of the people that Yahweh was to call, they wouldn't make it, right? So some did not know that Yahshua was the Yahweh and the Torah and the prophets. To some, it might be surprising. If you believe in the Trinity, you have a problem. If you believe that both of them are the same, you have a problem. You see? Because Yahweh is not a messenger. He sends the angel of Yahweh, as we read there in the Torah. He sends his messengers. Nobody sends him to do anything. He is the boss. He tells us what to do, when to gather together, and how to worship him. And Yahshua just confirms what he says. He comes, he praises Yahweh in the congregation, he uses the name, he declares the name to the apostles, and that's why we study these things out. Now here's a scripture from Proverbs. I wanted to throw it in here because some people might have a wrong idea about sacrifices, right? We know that we don't do animal sacrifices. But Proverbs 21:3, you want to double check it, Proverbs 21:3. Let's go there real quick. Proverbs 21:3. Proverbs talking about sacrifices. Wouldn't you know it? It says there, to do justice and judgment is more acceptable to Yahweh than sacrifice. So does that mean we don't do sacrifices? Nope. They go hand in hand. It's just that Yahweh is a Elohim of justice. He wants us to do justice. He wants us to do righteous judgment. And he wants us to be a discerning people. How do we know when it's time to gather together? Elder Randy was talking about next year. You know, it's going to be a kind of tough new moon, right, to set for the tabernacle. So how do they know this? They study. And how do we know that we're on the right track? Well, because we got historical records that prove that the apostles and Yahshua were following a certain system. They were going out there looking for the moons, right, declaring them. And that's how we get our calendar, by the new moons. And sometimes you'll have 13, because if the barley's not ready, you have to add another month. But if you're locked into a certain system, then you're not going to be doing it the way the apostles did and the way Yahshua did. And all this requires faith. And Yahweh will test us. If we start out one way and we decide, oh, you know what, I don't like that. That's not convenient for me, right, because of my job or for whatever reason, oh, my family or whatever. No, you got to follow the path Yahweh set. Let's go to Psalm 69, Psalm 69, Psalm 69. So the faith that we have, the faith that we proclaim, Yahweh's going to put it to the test. And how is he going to do it? Well, we have different callings, so he's going to test us in different areas. And then you got this enemy that he looks for the weakest point, and that's how he gets you. And if we get off track, he has permission. But praise Yahweh, we have Yahshua. We can ask for forgiveness. He is our lawyer. Free services he gives you. You just have to be obedient. Remain faithful. Psalm 69, 30 and 31. I will praise the name of Elohim with a song and will magnify with thanksgiving. This also shall please Yahweh better than an ox or a bullock that hath horns and hoofs. So we had two confirmations. Yahweh wants us to praise him. Yahweh wants us to worship him. In the first covenant, right, we sinned, we had to bring an animal. Now you have to go to Yahshua's feet. That's how you find forgiveness. That's how you find salvation, through Yahshua. He is Yahweh's salvation. So here we have an idea. Some of these scriptures, we have an idea. They give us an idea how Yahweh will measure our faith. You're going forward into the end times. Many of us might not be there to see people die left and right. But, I mean, from what we saw from COVID, that was bad enough. A lot of people are still wearing masks. because they're scared. Some people probably, if they could help it, they wouldn't leave their house. And this is the trick that the enemy used. But Abba's people, you know, we we came out here, and some of these songs that we sing, it's not a good thing, but it reminds me when there was only five people in the meeting hall. So praise Yahweh, we have a nicer meeting hall now. I couldn't imagine just having five people in a little corner right now. It's like you're talking to yourself. But this is Yahweh's doing. So what about lack of faith? What about lack of faith? Sometimes our faith fails us. We get hammered in some way, shape, or form. Maybe your finances are gone. Maybe all your friends, you don't have no friends. Maybe you don't have a place to worship. Well, here's an encouraging scripture. It's pretty bold. The Apostle John, 1 John. You go over to 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. There's many things we can say about faith. I saved the best one for last. 1 John 5, 4. This is how powerful the word of Yahweh is. 1 John 5, 4. For whatsoever is born of Elohim overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. That's what John says. So if our faith overcomes the world, that's doing a lot. It's overcoming our carnal nature. It's walking according to Yahweh's standards and not worrying. Not making worry your Elohim. You can only change certain things. Yahweh gives the increase. So let's go to Jeremiah. Yahweh was very upset with the people of Judah and with the people of Israel. And right now, I'm pretty sure he's upset with a lot of current situations going on in our country. As the world goes backwards, we try to go forward. Jeremiah 2, verse 13. As you go through this chapter, you'll see that Judah committed apostasy and Israel, they forsook Almighty Yahweh. I want to read just verse 13. It says, my people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. If you look there in verse 5, Yahweh asks a question. It's like he's posing it to us. If you're lacking in faith, he says to you, thus saith Yahweh, what iniquity have your fathers found in me that they are gone far from me and have walked after vanity and become vain? Ecclesiastes, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. You go to verse 28 and Abba scolds the people. He says, but where are your mighty ones that you have made thee? Let them arise, if they can save thee in time of thy trouble. For according to the number of thy cities are thy mighty ones, O Judah. Yahweh told the Jews, he says, as many cities as you have, that's how many deities you got. And he asked them, what happened? What did I do to you guys? I only brought you out of Egypt. I only gave you manna for 40 years. Your clothes didn't wear out for 40 years. In our time, he would probably ask, my son is not good enough for you? Is it because he's Jewish? Where's the issue? I give you rain. I give you food. I give you clothes. I give you pastors that watch over you. Right? I give you, I protect you, I protect your family, I protect your children. I give you more than you deserve. So that's the question. And so if we say we believe, we have to answer those questions. Over in Judges 21:25, if you don't remember anything about Judges, how bad it was, in the last verse, Judges 21:25, it says, in those days there was no sovereign in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own sight. Does that sound familiar nowadays? You go on social media. Well, I believe in this and I believe in that. And everybody has some kind of opinion. But when we pinpoint it, give me the scripture and give me the right application. Well, see, then, you know, we go back and forth. Some nowadays, they might reject Yahweh and go to Judaism. They think they're better off, you know, because I'm Jewish. Yahshua was Jewish. Or maybe Christianity. You got people leaving Judaism going to Christianity. So when you do those things where you're rejecting Yahshua as the Messiah, you're willingly rejecting the faith once delivered to the saints. We have the faith that Yahshua had. Yahshua believed in Yahweh. When we read the evangel there, he was up on a tree and he was dying, but his faith never failed. And even one of those that was on the right or the left was scolding the other one. Don't you know this man is innocent? We deserve what we're getting, right? And so that's what we preach. We preach the faith that Yahshua had. He's doing the same things that we're trying to do. And if you want to, I mean, if you really want a clear-cut answer on why some people reject this faith, I find it odd that some people come to this faith, they're excited, and for some strange reason, after they get baptized, they get the Holy Spirit. They think that they know everything. And they go somewhere else by themselves, want to be a one-man team, and criticize the body for the work that's being done, when that's how they came to the truth, right? Through the preaching of the ministers. So the reason is in Matthew 13. 1 out of 4. You know, the seed is planted, the birds come, the enemy comes, he takes away your faith because there's no root, right? So we got rain outside. Let's say you planted some barley. If it doesn't have any root, it's not going anywhere, right? And so it is with our faith. And if you go to 1 Samuel chapter 8, so Yahweh was king over Israel. It says that Saul was their first king. I believe Yahweh was their first king. But anyway, 1 Samuel 8 and verse 7. Look at what Yahweh tells to Samuel. And Yahweh said to Samuel, they were asking for a king, listen to the voice of the people in all that they say to you. For they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me from reigning over them. That's what Yahweh says. That's the ultimate lack of faith when we turn to man to save us. We think that this one, this ministry, or that ministry over there, these guys preaching, give me your money and you'll get blessings. That's when you go about it the wrong way. How many good kings did Israel have? I got it right here. Big fat zero. Not one. They asked Samuel for a king. Samuel went to Yahweh. Yahweh said, yeah, go ahead, pick this one. And what happened? He failed. Lack of faith. Imagine you're the king of Israel. Yahweh has blessed you. You were among the prophets. Next thing you know, you're going to a witch to ask for counsel. When you know Yahweh told you not to do that. Even the witch told him. Do you know what happens to witches? That's what happened. Lack of faith. We don't ever want to be in those shoes. Do not put your trust in princes, in a son of man in whom there is no deliverance. Psalm 146, verse 3. So now we do have elders, and we pray for them, and we trust that Yahweh is working with them. But we do have this scripture And the ministers know this. The ministers know this. They don't want people worshiping them. I'm glad for the ministers here. They are humble, and you can talk to them about scriptures. You can have a conversation with them about scriptures. And if they don't know, they'll tell you, you know what, I don't know. And it's our duty to study, you know, if we don't know. Jeremiah 17:5. A lot of us know this one by heart. Jeremiah 17:5. Thus said Yahweh, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his arm, and whose heart turns away from Yahweh. So there you have it. It's like a process. You start straying from Almighty Yahweh. You start trusting in anything other than his word. And then you end up in a bad situation. And we certainly hope that this doesn't happen to people, but sometimes it does. We have Yahshua's words, echoing what Yahweh said. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have neglected the weightier matters of the law. Justice, mercy, and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. So he doesn't get on their case for tithing. He didn't get on their case for that. He's saying you missed these other ones. And so that's a lesson for us, right? If we're not having mercy on people, right, they don't know certain things about the Sabbath or the name. So we lovingly, you know, talk to them and say, hey, you know, we did studies and this is the name. Like when they're going to do a special, we're not being harsh on them by asking them to use Yahweh's name and Yahshua's name. It's because that's what we're told. We're told to praise his great and awesome name. How do we do it if we're using a title? So we don't leave the tithing, right? And we don't just do justice and mercy and faith and forget about the other one. We got to do all of them. And so if you have faith, you trust that Yahweh is working with you. The thing is to continue to learn. The thing is to continue to grow. Don't stop learning. Don't stop growing. You watch the children around here, they haven't stopped growing, right? So we kept tabernacles 7 days and also day number 8. I'm almost done here. We had a grand opportunity to demonstrate our faith, right? We had to make sacrifices. How many of us made sacrifices to come here, right? You took time out from your job. If you're self-employed, you know, you told some customers, sorry, I'll see you afterwards. But we didn't do bulls and goats. We're not going back to that system. That system is not for Yahshua's people. That's for people that don't know. That's for people that, if they're, you know, blessed to be in the kingdom and they don't know, they have to go through that system. Some of us had to quarantine for the benefit of the body, right? All who brought children and maintained unity will see the blessing of watching them mature to this walk. It amazes you, right? If you don't have children or if you're a single person, to keep all the little ones together. Did you see how a lot of them, they ran around? You saw this one kind of over here, this one there. Where's your parents at, you know? And thankfully, Abba, you know, we got people that they are their brother's keeper. You know, you see a young one, say, hey, stay over here, you know, wait for your parents. That's a scary thing, right? What happened to Yahshua in Passover? His family was long gone, and here he was way back in Jerusalem talking to the teachers and impressing them. So, you know, Yahweh has mercy on us. So faith at the dawn of history. Yahweh left us this beautiful chapter in Hebrews 11 so that we could see that all these people, it's funny, you know, they had less than we have, but they had less distractions. We have more. We have more abundance. We got more distractions, right? But without belief, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to Elohim has to believe that he is. He is Yahweh. He is who he says he is. He does what he says he's going to do. and that he is a rewarder of those who earnestly seek him. That's what we want, right? To seek him means to worship through obedience. That's how you do it. You obey him, right? You worship in spirit and in truth. Somebody might ask us concerning our faith. We could take two routes. Answer with a rehearsed statement or with a scripture right there. Why do you believe in Yahweh? Because he's a rewarder of those who earnestly seek him. That's why we seek him. Because his word is truth, right? Sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth. So, isn't it a blessing to build on the foundation of Messiah and to see Yahweh give the increase? 5 baptisms. Some of the youth took on that covenant. Great to see. So, thank you for your attention. Hopefully some of these scriptures have helped you, motivated you. Praise be to Yahweh. Blessed be he. Hallelujah. B'Shem Yahshua.